Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. And we've got a big fundraising event coming up for them. That's all they deal with. That's all they work on is donations and fundraisers. So this is a big one, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and you shouldn't leave hungry, that's for sure. Let's get her in here today. Debbie, how are you?
Great, Dave. And you?
I'm doing pretty well, I think. Pretty well for the most part.
Excellent.
So let's talk and let people know, what do you do at Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation?
So Second Chance Wildlife is a facility, and there are several around the state that take in the state of Utah's injured, orphaned, and sick wildlife. They think that the Division of Wildlife does this, but they do not. So we've stepped up to it and built facilities to meet federal and state guidelines and beyond.
And we always talk about the fact that if you call Division of Wildlife to report an animal or a sick animal, they call you.
Yes, they call me, or the officer once in a while will go pick it up, but then he calls me and says, I'm headed your way.
Either way, it's coming to
you
guys.
It's coming to me, yes.
And you guys have the facilities there to take care of them, rehabilitate them, and then at the end of the day, the success is when you can release them back out into the wild, isn't
it? Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Now, as I said, you guys run on donations, solely on donations. You are a true nonprofit.
Absolutely. And our patients do not have bank accounts. Wildlife do not have bank accounts.
They won't give you any money to take care of them.
No.
So you guys are solely run on donations and volunteers and those kinds of things. So you've got a big fundraiser that's coming up. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun on August 14th at the Carbon Country Club. And I'm going to let you explain all of it.
Okay. I'll do my best. So we have been fortunate enough to have somebody willing to set this up for us, and it's called an Escoffier dinner. It's a French dinner, and this will consist of seven courses, and that includes two wines. So there'll be a dinner wine and a dessert wine. It's very fancy, and we won't require tuxes or anything. It's going to be business casual. And the country club, we will be the only ones there at the time, is our group. The seating is very limited because of how these dinners are put together and served. The chef out there is very excited to be doing something different and has been very active in participating what is going to be served and how it's going to be served. So we're requiring reservations simply because the seating is limited. And so they can either contact me at Second Chance Wildlife at 435-650-3441, or they can text Bill Cook to state that they would like a seat. And his number is 801-673-1556.
And that's text only, though,
text
correct?
Only to that last number. The plates are $100 per plate. That covers the entire meal, the wine, and everything. And reception starts on the 14th, which is a Saturday, at 5 p.m. And seating for dinner is at 5:30 p.m.
And remember that $100 is a pure donation, first and foremost.
Yes.
And secondly, you're going to get a seven-course meal out of that $100.
Absolutely.
and you know, like she said, you'll get the seven courses. You're going to have two wine courses and dessert that'll go with that. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, it'll be something a little different. I know Chef Roten out there at the country club does great things. And I'm sure he is kind of excited to do something a little bit different, and that's what this is going to be all about.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm hoping this is finalized, but the main course is supposed to be Steak Diane.
So there you have it, okay? If you're interested, and what if somebody can't make it and they want to make a donation to you?
So there's ways to do that. We have a webpage, Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation, and there's a button there. There's also our Facebook page with the same name. You can donate on Facebook when Facebook does not take a percentage of that, which is wonderful. You can also do PayPal. Or you can do Venmo.
And it's all, like I said, Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. This is what they work with. They work on donations. They work on volunteers. And you guys are, are you still looking for volunteers? You need help out there doing anything?
Always. Or? And this is a busy time of year, so we always need somebody. Even if they can only give me an hour or two a week, believe me, we'll find something for you to do.
All right. It's an Escoffier dinner. It's going to be held at the Carbon Country Club on August 14th. If you've got any questions, of course, you can call Debbie, get a hold of them on Facebook, their website, Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. If you want to make a reservation, 801-673-1556. Text only to that number and your reservation will be good. It's going to be, like I said, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you get everything filled up out there.
I hope so too. All thank right. you so much, Dave.
Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yep, you bet.
That's been Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. Now, for more questions about this interview, if you have any, or on any other interviews we've done, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.